You know, everyone has asked me about what happened with Mr. Hughes. Why did the tribulation target Mr. Hughes this past Saturday night at Peach State Wrestling Alliance? Well, it's this easy and it's this simple. We went after Mr. Hughes because we offered him a contract and he disrespectfully denied that contract, shoved it in my face. Now, I can take no for an answer. That's one thing. But to disrespect me is something else. So the tribulation did exactly what we said we were going to do. And here's the thing. You see, this is called strategy. This is knowing your opponent beforehand. I knew that Mr. Hughes wrestled in sunglasses. So when I come out and hit him in the face with the powder, I didn't just throw a little bit of powder. I threw all the powder. I squeezed the baby powder bottle in his face because I knew that that little bit I had in my hand, even two handfuls wouldn't have been enough. But by the end, he inhaled the smoke, the powder in the air, and what happened? He choked. And then J-Rod, CJ Awesome, and the Unlucky Charm, Chris Knox, put the boots to him. And then we slipped my white mask over his face to make him come down just a little bit, to dumb him down, to even make him seem almost like one of us. Although I'm Native American, CJ Awesome is Native American, Hispanic, and J-Rod's obviously Hispanic. Chris Knox is probably the closest thing to a white man we have. But still, this happened in front of 400 plus people. Those people witnessed the strength of street knowledge. They witnessed something. They witnessed a coming. Now, April 14th, Crew Jones is reinstated. His suspension is over. So what does that mean for Peach State Wrestling Alliance? What does that mean for PWA? That means that we will be at full strength. And Shane Knowles, for you to strip J-Rod and CJ Awesome of those tag team titles, that will come back and haunt you, my friend. I promise you that. If the tribulation, this is our motto, if we can't lower heaven, then we'll definitely raise hell. Now, Alabama Wrestling Alliance, AWA. Joey Sartain has been a thorn in my side everywhere I go. He's here. He's ACW. He's AWA. But what happened at AWA? Toom, Octavia, Columbine, and myself took out Joey Sartain. Then we took out Iceman Rod Storm. And anybody that gets in our way will receive the exact same justified vigilante beatdown that they took. And it's going to continue to happen. Anybody that gets in our way, anybody that thinks for one second that they can stand up to something wicked, they've got another thing coming. And I'm telling you right now, listeners, something wicked. The tribulation, that's nothing compared to what ACW has coming for it April 7th. Now, myself and all of the Merchants of Death were fired, suspended from Alabama Championship Wrestling. But that's okay. Alabama Championship Wrestling, April 7th. You want to have your Southern Women's Championship Tournament? You can't have it without Calm Like a Bomb Pandora. And I promise you this, as God is my witness, you've got something coming right at you. And you can stay on the train tracks if you want, but you might want to get off. And it's the Merchants of Death, and we're all pissed. Pretty Boy Floyd, Vandal, I'm sure you two are going to have one hell of a match. But I may have to change that. Something's already in the works, and there's nothing you can do about it. It was something set in motion, and it's going to be that way. But I digress. I will wait. NWA Pro South, Piedmont, Alabama. Made my return there this past Friday. And oh boy, was it something. The 23rd of March will go down as the day, the foretelling, the warning, if you will. For NWA Pro South, Piedmont, Alabama, I told you all, there is a judgment, a righteous judgment cast upon you all. And it's your fault. You let this happen. The judge is coming. The tribulation, Peach State Wrestling. The judge, he's coming. NWA Pro South. Alabama Wrestling Alliance, something wicked. Alabama Championship Wrestling, the MOD, the Merchants of Death. Ha!